Let's talk a little bit about Atlantis as one of our first ancient mysteries here. Well, give me your overall take on that, first of all.
Well, there's a couple of takes you could take. You could go with it. You could say that Atlantis is the other world in the mind. And the reason being is our ancestors gave us many, many ways of getting into this other world. And it's not a matter of jumping on top of a pyramid and doing some strange dance or anything like that. It's an internal world where we must meditate and we must balance ourselves out. Now, what we found is that this actual entrance to the other world is between awake and asleep. It's in what's known as the hypnagogic state. This is the entrance way.
Achievable for everybody?
Absolutely. Now, I've proven in a future book that we can actually, there are actually today scientific tools that you can use to actually do it. And I've used them on myself. So I know these things work. And I've used them on various subjects. These are actual scientific machinery that you can actually bring your brain waves down to a particular frequency in order to be able to enter into this other world.
Without getting hurt, obviously.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, no, this is scientific testing that we did. This is, you know, all under controlled, you know, ways. But it's the other world. It's the world of the unconscious. Well, you have to get down into the unconscious, but you have to be conscious of it, and that's the paradox. How can you be conscious?
This region that we have called Atlantis,
yeah.
Do you think it was physical? Did it exist at one time?
Well, many of these things work on both levels. You see, the word Atalan is actually a Sanskrit word, and it comes from Talan, which means surface, and with the A at the front, it actually denotes below, so it means below the surface. And now, when you think about that being a Sanskrit word, we're talking about the very people who developed the Kundalini and developed the methods of getting into the unconscious world. And so they're talking about this special place where reside the serpents, or the tall, shining people who are the Naga, or the people who worship the serpents, in Atalan. And so this is the other world of the serpents. This is the other world where, you know, all these wonderful things come from. This is where we will be going. This is Atalan, below the surface of our mind. But it's also possible, pardon me, that these places, these internal places, were externalized. It's an absolute fact, and I don't care what any historian wants to say, that man traversed the globe. He went on boats everywhere. I don't know how they can deny it personally.
Oh, I think the Americas were founded way before Christopher Columbus.
Here.
Got the credit for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, damn right, mate.
Yeah.
So, it's an absolute fact that they traversed the globe. Now, as they were going, they were trying to find the physical place that they were visiting in their mind. And so, this is why you get places such as in Mexico being called Talan, which means also the people of Shiva. And it also means, you know, the surface. So they didn't call it Atalan, they called it Talan, the surface, because they actually found it above the below, if you know what I mean. So
sure.
They actually named this place, and they came upon sampans, which are boats that are serpentine. Well, these could either be, you know, the boats of the Indians who actually had rows of serpents upon them, or they could even be Viking boats with dragons upon their heads. Because you asked me about dragons before, you know, did I find dragons? Well, dragon is the serpent with wings, and has always been so. And that's, in the dragon aspect, we're talking about the mystical aspect of man's inner searching. That's the dragon.
Well, I was going to say, either the man at the time was very clever and very creative about this, or there was indeed some kind of creature that looked like this. You don't think so?
Well, I would absolutely love it if we found them. And, you know, whether they're plesiosaurs or whatever else they are, man amalgamates physical things with his internal world too. He finds something outside and he may internalize or make it the same as something that is found inside his own mind, or he may externalize things that are found inside his own mind. You know, he goes around with these religious impulses. And then so he then goes and builds a church. You know, you don't find a church in nature. It's come from within man. So we do externalize things.
Do you think Atlantis was physical in the fact that it may have sank?
You see, the trouble with that is that there are perfectly good esoteric reasons for Atlantis sinking. You know, it's the nature of man that it will fall in such a way. But it still may be based upon some real event somewhere. And so I'm not going to, you know, state my belief in something to say that it is or isn't. We do not have sufficient evidence yet. You know, belief is a very strong word. It means to believe. So my opinion is, at the moment, that Atlantis is based upon an internal dialogue, but it was certainly probably externalized in Mexico.